All right, guys. So my name is Michael Pietra, and today's topic is going to be is it too early or is it the right time for Jackson Dart to be starting? And we're lucky enough to be joined today by a sports writer for Giants Wire. His name is Mr. Tyler Henry. And Tyler, take it away. I appreciate you coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Happy to help out and answer some questions for you here today. Obviously, thank you for the introduction. Says my name on the screen. So I've been covering the Giants for about 10 years total. And I've been with Giants Wire, I think, since 2017. So it's been,
Awesome.
yep.
All right, so let's just jump right in. I just want to get your overall thoughts on the season so far. I mean, they went out, they got Russell Wilson, they got Jameis. Great draft picks, I thought. Many fans thought. Did a lot of things. Season hasn't panned out the way many fans thought. I just want to get your thoughts so far.
Yeah, so I think obviously it's not been the season they envisioned.
Right.
There's a lot of talent on this team, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I don't think we've seen them at their full potential yet, and quite frankly, I don't think 3 games is a very good sample size. I think a couple things. Obviously, we're going to get into the dart stuff, but when they, you got to keep in mind two of the kind of takes I didn't like this week was that, they're wasting $10 million on Russell Wilson. You got to remember when they signed Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, they did not know for sure that they were going to be able to draft a quarterback. So free agency obviously happens first in the beginning of March, and there's about a month and a half to
Right.
almost 2 months before you get to draft to draft day. Obviously, they land Jackson Dart, and that's why DeVito's not on the team anymore, and it goes from there. I think again, like they didn't expect the season to go down the drain like this. Obviously, the schedule has been brutal, and it's going to continue to be
Right.
brutal. And I just think that it's all of a sudden an exciting time because we get the rookie that we'll get to see, but I do think it's another lost season for the Giants, and it's been just hard to watch, especially since the division rival Philadelphia Eagles have been so good over the last half
Especially
decade.
with Saquon, on their team. So that's been tough. Yeah, no, that's what I've been feeling, what a lot of fans have been feeling. I've been seeing that just every season. It feels like you're going in and it's like, oh, this is our year. I see some improvement, and then you start the season and it's like same old Giants. I feel like that's the testament to what it's been like since the Super Bowl era or since Eli retired. Just been that testament for a lot of fans. So just to jump into the dart stuff, what factors do you think went into the decision? Obviously, we started 0-3, but what factors do you think went into that decision to start him over Russell Wilson this weekend?
Yeah, so I think you've been hearing a lot of like kind of a lot of different opinions on it. I think there's been a few kind of ex-players, NFL media personalities who have said that like maybe Jackson Dart was kind of ready from week one, and if it was an open quarterback competition, he would have been starting. I think there may be some truth to that, they wanted to out of respect of bringing Russell
For
Wilson in
Russell.
and the kind of reputation he comes in with, they wanted to give him a chance to start. So they did that. I'm not really sure that 3 games is really fair, especially since I
Agreed.
mean week two he lit it up.
Agreed.
So I think number one, the record. I think that I think Dable and I think we'll get into kind of hot seat stuff later.
Course, yeah.
But I think he probably feels the pressure to give. I do think that there was pressure from the fans too. I mean, you could
Yeah,
hear,
that chant last week we
yeah,
heard that.
on Sunday night, and I actually texted a friend in the third quarter, and I said I think it's happening next week. I think
Yeah.
we're gonna next couple of days, and like,
Yeah.
the next day we kind of were more sure, and then Tuesday and they announced.
Weird. Yep.
I would say record for sure. I would also say that going into the season, kind of looking at the schedule, I was like, oh, the sweet spot would be to start them week nine. Week nine would have been against the Niners. They were banged up, injury prone all off season long, and they've continued that during the season. So I thought week nine would be the sweet spot. You have a lot of the hard games of your schedule behind you. The two Eagle games would have been behind you. But if you're going to be 1-7 going into week nine, or even 2-6, like, what are we waiting for? I also think that, timing, right? So Andrew Thomas played 25 snaps last week. He had a snap count. He is the
Played
most,
well.
but yeah, he played really well. He's the most important player on that offensive line, and I think it really could benefit Dart from having him in. And then I would just say that the last part, I know this is going to sound crazy, but being a Giants fan for the last decade, how could you not feel like they have a knack of not getting things right?
For
And
sure.
where I'm going with this is that 14 games left in the season, they throw Dart in there. They're going to get a nice, healthy look at him, right? It's not a sample size. This is almost a full season, right? I mean, before the season went to 17 games, 16. So, this is almost a full season that we're going to get. And if it's really bad, if it's really bad and they got it wrong again, they will not only clean house, but they'll have a chance to go get the quarterback again in this upcoming. And you hope that's not the case because obviously they spent a first
Of
round pick on
course,
him.
yes.
But in today's NFL, there's shorter leashes with rookie quarterbacks, and they don't have the 5 year kind of sample to go out and do their thing. So I could see it. I mean, we saw it with Josh Rosen years ago, and he never really got a shot after that, and ended up being Kyler Murray. So I do think there was pressure to kind of get him in and for us to get the
Early get a
house.
chance. No, I understand what you're saying. No, it was great. And then, like, everyone's been saying it. It's been the topic since probably that winning season they had, and then they had the bad season. Is Dable on the hot seat? Is Brian Dable on the hot seat? That's just my question.
Yeah, so I would say a couple
You kind
things
of
there.
touched that a little.
Yeah, I think so I actually thought they should have cleaned house last year. I thought Joe Shane should have been gone. I thought Dable should have been gone. They're a package deal to me.
They're brought in together.
And the other part that I didn't understand was, okay, you want to keep those two. We got to get a new defensive coordinator. This guy just wasn't it last year, and he's even proving it more this year with,
Agree.
and they had the three biggest pieces they brought in to this team besides the changes of quarterback, Javon Holland, Paulson Adebo,
And Carter.
and Carter. Spent high picks on these guys, and a lot of free agent money and a high pick on Carter, and I just don't think it's being utilized. So, having said that, I didn't think they should have kept Dable or Shane last year at the end of last season. They end up doing it, and I kind of think, and here's where it comes in with the timing with Dart. Now that he's had a full season, I almost think that Dable's putting himself back on the hot seat, as opposed to the opposite, where, going into the season, I was like, okay, well, they drafted a quarterback. They're guaranteed his sophomore season. So I think the earliest you should have fired him would have been, oops, sorry about
2 years
that,
from now.
the end of next year, 2026. But obviously,
Now
maybe
it's
almost full season. Maybe he is back on the hot seat. And a lot of people are saying it shouldn't matter how Dart does, like they should be fired or not fired, no matter what. But I actually think their legacy, the GM and the head coach, will revolve around what Jackson Dart
Of
does.
course, yeah. I mean, that was that they it was for years. It was the Daniel Jones that wasn't their guy. They go out and they get their guy, and if he doesn't perform, then that's on them, you know. All right, so just to jump next.
Sorry, real quick. I would also say that, obviously let Saquon Barkley go a few years ago, and we
That was
probably
different.
never see this version of Saquon Barkley
Oh,
at
no. 100%.
right, because they just didn't have
They
the
just didn't
team.
have the line. Yeah, they didn't have the line. They didn't have the play calling for him.
But I will say that this Daniel Jones stuff, it's 3 weeks. Let's not.
I agree. I agree. It is heartbreaking to see, but I'm happy
Well,
for him in a way, but
it's hard to see. And for Dable's purposes, it's really hard to see.
oh,
And it's
for
really bad
sure.
for his
For
resume.
sure. For sure. All right. So, this weekend's gonna be his opening game. So what do you expect from him this weekend? Like, I don't want to say like stats or anything, 'cause like that's like obviously you can't predict, but what do you expect from him? Do you expect him to come out like confident, the best, like, just perfect, or is there gonna be a struggle? Is there gonna be a curve here? What do you expect?
Yeah, so we hear a lot of like swagger and
Right,
mock
from him.
when it comes to Jackson Dart. He's kind of like a little bit Hollywood bringing to New York.
For sure.
And I think, you're going to see a lot. I also think the team's going to be kind of juiced up
Amped
to
up,
play.
yeah.
Especially, I mean, you got Scadaboo, who's going to be the full-time starter now with Tracy out for 2 to 4 weeks. So, really excited to see that.
Sure.
In terms of like just general feel, I think he's going to bring a lot of energy. I think you're going to see him get up from a 10-yard run, and damn it, I hope he slides when he gets close to
Yeah,
defenders. I do. I think he's going to. I think the atmosphere at the stadium will be something
for
else.
sure, for sure.
And then I think we'll get into kind of, what he brings to the game. But as far as like what I expect from him, there's going to be growing pains. There might be an interception or two. There also might be two rushing touchdowns from him that'll get the crowd really fired up and into the game. Going to be a tough game. I mean, if you're looking for,
Chargers,
I know the Chargers are good
yeah,
on both sides of the ball now
for
too.
sure,
So,
yeah.
we'll see. I'm
Well,
expecting him to bring the energy, and kind of leave it all out there. Not be afraid to throw an interception.
All right. So, like we said, they brought in Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, and Jameis was Russell's backup. Dart was the third string. Now I know we touched on it a bit with the factors and everything, but why do you think Jameis wasn't the guy? Because he was Russell Wilson's backup. Why don't you think he was the guy to start at least this game? And then they say to bring in Dart against the Saints, where it's a little less competition there. I was just curious on your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so I think a couple things factor into that. I think to back up to like how free agents started, the Giants didn't have a quarterback on their roster besides
Right.
Tommy DeVito. They signed Jameis first. So I think they were comfortable enough going with Jameis. I think Dart showed enough to be QB2 in the preseason, and so they listed him that way, right? And so once they were going to pull Wilson, at being 0-3, I don't know that it made sense to go
To our James.
to Jameis. The other thing is timing, right? Like I kind of felt like, why wait until the Saints game? Well, I'll tell you why. Because he's going to be in MetLife Stadium on
Sunday.
Sunday. You're going to see juice from the Giants fans that you really haven't seen in a long time. I was at that Colts game where they clinched a few years back. Not the one they won last year,
I remember
but the
that
one where they clinched a playoff spot a few years back. And I think Sunday will blow that energy out of the water. And I think that, so that was number one. You wanted to get him a game in MetLife Stadium. Next week, you're going to get a Saints team that, let's be honest, Giants are a bad team, right? But that game is winnable.
Oh,
And
sure.
so, you're going to get him 2 games before he has to go face off against the Eagles twice
Eagles.
in 3 weeks. So I thought that
And
was
Washington,
I thought that was important to kind of
Yeah.
get 2 games under his belt before he has to go play a division rival. So,
No, for sure.
and yeah, I'm just not sure that Jameis was going to do much. A lot of people are saying he would have done better than Wilson, but I'm not of that belief, so.
And just quick follow-up to that, like we hear that the Bengals, obviously Joe Burrow, you know, he's gonna be out for a while. Do you see a trade for one of these guys, Jameis or Russell Wilson, to the Bengals? Do you see that coming?
Good question. No on Jameis. I'm gonna keep this pretty short, because I think this is pretty matter of fact.
Right.
No on Jameis. They signed him to a 2-year deal,
Agree. Yeah,
the
he's the guy in
backup
the backup.
here, and a great one at that.
For sure. He brings a lot of energy.
And then as far as Russ goes, I think there's a lot of like outside football stuff that he wants to be in New York for.
Agreed.
His wife and just being a part of this franchise, and he even went on to say
He took it
yesterday,
well. Yeah.
yeah, he took it really well, and he said that he loves the franchise. He doesn't plan on going anywhere, and he wants to help the team win,
Right,
which I still
right.
think he can do from the
Yeah,
sidelines.
me too. Yeah. I mean, he's Super Bowl winning quarterback, you know,
Yeah,
at the end of the day.
he knows what it takes.
Yeah. All right. So this is more on like attributes. I would say what sets Jackson Dart apart from Russell Wilson? More on like arm strength, running ability. Obviously, you know, Russ could move. Just like their attributes, their style of play. Well, what sets them apart?
Yeah, I think at this junction of Russell Wilson's career, he doesn't have that kind of chip on his shoulder. He's already won. I'm not saying he's not trying, but he just, Dart's coming in with something to prove. And he's I mean, he's juiced up to go for sure. The legs, I would say, is the big thing.
Yeah.
And I think that Dart's legs are going to help the running game quite a bit. Obviously, week two we saw a lot of the moon balls with Russell, and connecting with Malik Nabers and Wandale Robinson. I would say this though, like Wandale Robinson was kind of not utilized over the first three games the way he was traditionally
For
utilized.
sure, the short, yeah.
The short game over the middle, kind of as a typical slot receiver.
Course.
And even though the throws he was being targeted on over the middle were down the field, so I think just with Dart's height, they're going to utilize the middle of the field a little better. And then the other thing I would say is his feet. He's a mobile guy, and I think that'll be really good for the offense and the running game.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think especially Scadabo, that's gonna help him quite a lot. And the line too, they don't have much pressure to hold the pocket, I'd say.
Yep.
For sure. But all right, so one of the last questions I got here is say worst case scenario, right? Dart is awful, he's not performing well whatsoever. The team's really struggling, throwing many interceptions. Do you see them going back to Russ or to Jameis in a sense in 3 4 weeks if it just it's awful,
Yeah, I
if he's
mean,
just not ready?
I don't want to throw the I would say no, barring an injury. I think
Well, of course not. Yeah, of course.
it's start for the rest of the
For the rest
season.
of the year. I
And
think even Dable said something along those lines the other day. Yeah.
and I would say that in the event of an injury, maybe they go to Jameis just because he's the backup next year. But I think it's start unless an injury, and I pretty confidently say that.
Okay.
I don't.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree with you.
It's hard to predict, but I feel like he's gonna come on pretty strong. That doesn't mean he's gonna have a great career, but I do feel like early on, he's gonna come
Yeah.
out on fire and really.
He's definitely amped up. I could see that from the interviews and just the team around him. It seems very excited. Yeah, so I mean that was pretty much it. But like before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to share? Hopes on the season or your thoughts on the I don't know the draft coming in next year? Anything else you'd like to
Sure.
share?
Yeah, I think it's a little early to talk about the draft,
Right.
but I would just say in general, like they have nice pieces. They have the potential to be a really good defense, and that's kind
Yeah,
of
for
where
sure.
I thought they would like win some games, maybe 14-12, or like really hold teams to like under 17 points for the
Yeah.
most part. And it just hasn't kind of materialize. I
play
think,
calling.
yeah, I think the coaching staff is a big problem, unfortunately. So, I'm like kind of conflicted on, I want the coaching staff kind of gone, but I want Dart to do really well.
Yeah, I
It's
know.
really hard. And then, I think, yeah, I think he's going to bring excitement, no matter how the team does the rest of the season. And it's an exciting time, even though the Giants are like kind of bad and they've been bad for a long time. And they've had a few outlier seasons in 2016 and a couple of years ago where they beat the Vikings in the playoffs. But for the most part, it's been a lot of bad Giants football. So
Right.
really hoping that they have found their guy in Dart, and hopefully they're turning the page. But it's an exciting time, and we'll see. And, I also don't think we've seen the best we're going to get from Abdul Carter. So,
Me too.
really excited about that as well.
All right. Thank you so much. I'd like to thank Mr. Henry for joining me today on this interview. I love the Giants. Obviously, of course, you love the Giants. I love talking Giants with anyone. So I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.